DW.
Annette Pony drops pale yellow balls of dough into a sizzling pan of fat. The 28-year-old from South Sudan is making a special East African donut called mandazi, a popular breakfast food in Kenya. And with it, she's serving tea with plenty of milk and sugar. Annette runs a small restaurant in the Kakuma refugee camp in northwestern Kenya. She fled the civil war in South Sudan 3 years ago and opened her business soon afterwards.
I need money for my children, for their school books and clothes, for example. There's no one to support them besides me.
The World Food Program provides the refugees in Kakuma with the necessities they need to live, but nothing more. So Annette has to look after her children on her own. Her husband was shot and killed in South Sudan in 2016. It was then that she decided to escape. She had no idea how to protect and raise her children alone in the midst of a civil war. But she was also afraid of making the long journey. Her right leg is thin and weak from a bout of polio she suffered as a girl. How then, she wondered, was she supposed to walk for miles with her crutches, 6 children, and carting vital supplies like food and water? Thankfully, other refugees and their older children helped her along the way.
Escaping was dangerous. We were on the road for 2 days. Gunmen shot at us while we were crossing the street. They just fired into the crowd. They mostly target cars, though. That's why we traveled to the border on foot.
Even when she finally arrived at the refugee camp in Kenya, she didn't take time to recover from the journey. Rather than being dependent on others, she was determined to make a living for her family. The aid organization Handicap International, which supports people with disabilities, offered her a starting capital of around 90 euros. It was enough to buy a small corrugated iron hut, a few tables and benches, pots and a charcoal stove. Annette quickly learned how to cook some traditional Kenyan dishes.
As well as the mandazi, I make gitteri, which is a mixture of corn and beans. I also offer beans on their own, and of course tea.
As Annette fries the donuts, sweat runs down her face. It's still early in the morning, but it's already hot in this part of Kenya. And near the open charcoal fire, the heat is scorching. Still, Annette sits next to it on top of an empty oil canister. She earns about 4 euros per day from her small eatery. She uses the money to buy clothes, textbooks or medication. She also pays another South Sudanese refugee to help her.
In the future, I would like to expand my restaurant and also set up a shop. It would just be small, where I could sell everything that I need for myself. Then I wouldn't have to go so far to find what I need to make food for the restaurant.
She would also like to be able to employ more people and create more jobs. Annette isn't the only one who is self-employed in Kakuma. Around 2,000 refugees are entrepreneurs, or at the very least, run a small business inside the camp, according to a study by the UNHCR. It's a remarkable achievement considering most of them had almost nothing when they first arrived in Kenya. 30-year-old Besharu Muya Sokondo from Somalia runs a shop in one of Kakuma's market streets. She sells dried fish, plantains, rice and other types of food. Like Annette, she also earns about 4 euros a day.
I set aside 1 euro every day, and the rest I use to buy food to supplement our rations, which often aren't enough. We buy extra rice, cooking oil, or milk. And I'm not just buying it for myself, but also for my mother and my 2 nieces. I use my savings to pay for their school fees, medication, or to cover other special expenses.
Besharu Muya also relies on crutches to get around. 17 years ago, her right leg had to be amputated just above the knee after she was bitten by a snake. 2 years later, she fled to Kenya to escape the war in Somalia. Her father was killed in the fighting. Besharu Muya constantly gets calls from Kenyan traders offering her goods. At the moment, she's negotiating the price of a truckload of bananas. It's a stark contrast to her far more modest beginnings as a businesswoman. Handicap International also provided her with a starting capital. At first, she regularly set aside some of the food rations from the World Food Programme to sell. Before long, she was able to expand her business. If she continues at the same rate, she too plans to offer work to other refugees.
DW.